You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Bevan Valentine Jalbert, co-editor of Paprika Southern Magazine. Hey, Bevan.
Good morning.
Also with us is Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Hi, Marianne.
Good morning.
And this is a busy weekend. Spring is always a busy time here. Starting tonight, Marianne.
Tonight at Forsyth Park, we've got the Rape Crisis Center, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Who doesn't want to see 1,000 men walking in high heel shoes for a mile? You can go check it out. It's to raise awareness for men against sexual violence. So you can make a donation online. It's $10 to do the walk, and it's just a great time.
And then on Friday, there's several events. There's a cool art opening.
Yes. Judge Realty will be doing a public art installation. It's called Come Rain or Shine, and it's a collaboration between Elmer Ramos and Ben Tolofsen. So it's going to be a sculptural relief installation that's mounted on the facade of Judge Realty on Abercorn. It's going to be the fourth public art installation Judge Realty's done, and there's also on Friday going to be a block party to celebrate the opening of the installation from 4 to 7 that's going to include drinks and refreshments, and then the installation will be on view through May 6th.
Cool. And then speaking of block party, there's sort of a street flair block party situation happening in the Starland area as well.
Yeah, Sulphur Studios will have a spring street fair from 6 to 9 on Friday. So they'll be featuring a variety of local makers who are all offering unique handmade goods. So it might be a good chance to go jump on your Mother's Day shopping. And there'll also be Yoshi's Kitchen will be there with food. And then just down the street, back in the day, Big Bon Pizza will also be doing a pop-up from 5 to 8 that evening.
Oh, excellent. Lots of food. And there's some fun for the kids as well on Friday. Lots of fun on Friday.
Yeah, Friday's a big night. So Henny Penny will be having their one-year anniversary celebration 6 to 9 on Friday. And there's going to be a petting zoo along with caricatures by Savannah artist Jose Ray, plus face painting and craft projects.
That sounds adorable.
That does sound adorable.
And then on Saturday, Marianne, if you head up to South Carolina, there's sort of a fun mix of food and history going on.
I think this is a great event. They do it in South Carolina and Savannah, the Gullah Geechee Gold Rice Festival. Head over to St. Helena Island in South Carolina, 10 to 3 at Dr. Martin Luther King Memorial Park. They'll be fun for the kids, great food, good entertainment. So it should be a really fun afternoon.
And then there's also some food on Saturday night a little closer to home.
Yes, closer to home. You've got the President's Scholarship Gala hosted by Savannah State University. It's a beautiful evening that's at the university. Great cause to help a lot of kids to go to college. And then also we've got the First City Network, their monthly potluck hosted this month by Sheriff John Wilcher. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you can decide whether you want like some home cooking or like a fancy evening at
Savannah
State.
What do I feel like?
Well, Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Bevan Valentine Jalbert of Paprika Southern, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Emily.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking.